November St Finian's Magazine. November is an important month for remembering and reflecting as we pray for world peace. Letter from the Rector. Dear friends, November is an important month for remembering in the life of our church. We gather to remember with thanksgiving those who have died in the past year and had a connection with the parish on the 3rd of November in the evening time. On the 10th of November, at our morning service at 11 a.m, we remember those who lost their lives in two world wars and in conflict since. It seems like a very poignant thing to do as we read of intense fighting in conflict zones in the Middle East and in Ukraine and Russia and other parts of our world. So many lives are being lost, and no matter who we feel we identify with ideologically, we cannot dispute the fact that heartbreak is felt and experienced the same on all sides, as so many lives are needlessly lost. Very often silence and reflection are the most appropriate responses, and there is a strength to be gained from gathering together to remember. Some people will take part in acts of remembrance in their parish church. Others will go to cenotaphs and war memorials up and down the land. For me, the important thing is to go somewhere and stop for a few moments to reflect on all that is going on and all that people have done in the past to secure our freedom, and to commit ourselves to doing all in our power to build a more peaceful future. Very often it starts with the small things and seeking to be an influence for good in the areas where we have a presence and an opportunity. It might be in our families, in our schools and workplaces, in our neighbourhoods and churches. Wherever we build connections and relationships, are we seeking to be peace builders and hope bringers to a world that is in desperate need? These are important questions for all of us to reflect upon at this time. We will be continuing our series of seminars on mental health with the support of Mind Matters. This month we look forward to Mike Donnell coming to share his powerful story with us about his personal struggles with mental health and how finding a Christian faith brought transformation and hope into his life. It promises to be a powerful evening on Thursday the 28th of November, and all are welcome at 7:30 in the Houston Hall. We begin to prepare during this month for the season of Advent, a season which invites us to prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus. During the month of December, there will be very special services and details will appear next month. The Archbishops of Dublin and Armagh have asked us to use Advent Sunday as a focus for the people in the Middle East, and a special collection will be channeled through the Bishop's Appeal. Since our last parish magazine was printed, we have heard of the appointment of the Reverend Andy Hay to be priest in charge of the parishes of Clonallen and Warren Point with Ross Trevor. His appointment will begin in January, so we are glad that he will be with us for Christmas. Andy has been an outstanding colleague and a wonderful pastor and friend to the whole congregation and those outside the parish. There will be an opportunity to say farewell more properly in December, but we offer him and Jackie and Maddie and Emmy our warmest congratulations. As Advent approaches, please do let the clergy know if you would like to have communion in your home before Christmas, and we would be delighted to share that special service with you. The rearranged service of confirmation will take place on Thursday the 21st of November at 7:30 p.m. when we look forward to having Bishop David among us to confirm some of our young people and one adult. We pray for them as we take this important step of faith, as we remember Lewis, Harry, Catherine, Connor, Patrick, Grace and Patrick Senior. Very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will continue on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us, send an email to zoomtost finnian at btconnect.com or contact the rector. Prayer Warrior, do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, text Robin, who will be willing to help. This is completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile number 0751 394 7504. From the registers. Christian Burial, 16th of October, John McKay. 24th of October, Margaret Seeds. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome to join us for tea and coffee, scones and friendship in the sexton's room after the service. Divine Healing Ministries. The Divine Healing Ministry service will be held on Tuesday, the 26th of November at 7:30 p.m. The service will include a guest speaker. Everyone is welcome. Norman Slater. Services for November. Sunday, the 3rd of November, the fourth Sunday before Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect service in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. a service of thanksgiving and remembrance. Sunday, the 10th of November, third Sunday before Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. remembrance service with act of remembrance, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday, the 17th of November, second Sunday before Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday, the 24th of November, the Kingship of Christ, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Craiga Crafters. Charity Craft Morning, Tuesday the 19th of November at 11 a.m. All welcome. Come along and see what we have been making. Items for sale to support members' chosen charities. Tea, coffee and plenty of chat guaranteed. We have had a very busy few months. Over 50 blankets for the Ulster Hospital Casualty Department are ready for delivery. We're finishing off 24 shoeboxes for the Samaritan's Purse shoebox appeal. Some knitting, crocheting, sewing, card making and drawing continue along with a warm welcome to lots of new members. All are welcome to join us on Tuesdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for craft, chat and a cup of tea and coffee. Janet Johnson. Telephone number 077-118-85203. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello ladies. Autumn is well and truly here with shortening days and lower temperatures. We may feel a little down, but an afternoon spent with friends can lift our spirits. Our November meetings begin on Wednesday the 13th. We will be joined by Jimmy Caldwell, whose talk is entitled Go Uganda 24, Fields of Life Support for Schools. Our church has had a long association with Fields of Life, supporting its work financially and by volunteering to travel to Uganda as part of building teams. One of our parishioners, writer, journalist and broadcaster Paul Clements is our guest on Wednesday the 27th. His talk is entitled Ulster Irish Sayings. It will doubtless be a thought-provoking afternoon with much murmuring. I say that all the time. I didn't realise it stems from that. Two very interesting afternoons ahead. So put on your coats and come and join us. We look forward to seeing you at 2 p.m. as usual. Julie. Telephone number 078-149-283-98. Mind Matters. Following the success of the first Mind Matters mental health programme, a new series of talks and events began in October. The second talk in the series will take place on Thursday the 28th of November at 7:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall, when we will welcome Mike Donnell to share his powerful story with us. After a break for Advent and Christmas, the programme will continue in January and run until June. All events will be open to friends and neighbours in the local community. The programme is funded by a grant from the Church of Ireland Mind Matters programme. St Finian's History Project, 1932-2032. To celebrate 100 years of St Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events and changes in the parish to publish in future church magazines. Do you have photographs from over the past years? Old church magazines? Any material for display purposes? Information about church organisations? Anything else that may be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you'd like to write a paragraph or two of around 250 to 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to stfinians100years@outlook.com. That's stfinians100years@outlook.com. If you are aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. We are holding a meeting to discuss the project on Sunday the 17th of November at 3:15 p.m. in the Houston Hall. If you're interested, please come along. You will be very welcome. The curate's leaving gift. Our curate Andy Hay will leave us in December for the next stage of his ministry as priest in charge of the parishes of Clonallen and Warren Point with Russ Trevor. As is customary in St Finian's, we will mark his departure with a presentation. Included within this magazine is an envelope marked Curate's Leaving Gift. If you'd like to be associated with a gift, please include your donation in the envelope and give it to one of the church wardens on your way into church. It would be helpful if you could return the envelope by Sunday, the 24th of November. I expect that the December magazine will include details of an event to mark Andy's departure when a presentation will be made. Brian Lavery, Honorary Treasurer. Emergency Church Evacuation. Last month, the Select Vestry named the new safe assembly point for emergency church evacuation as the Houston Hall. If you use a wheelchair or walking aid, you should leave through the rear door of the church and use the ramp. There will be marshals in place to provide any assistance you might need to leave the church or get to the hall. If you are attending an event in the Houston Hall and it has an emergency evacuation, you will leave by the emergency doors in the left top corner and meet up on the large lawn outside. If the emergency is in the parochial hall, you will leave by the front door and go to the flat grass area behind the parked cars. If that door is blocked off, go inside to the front of the hall, and at either side of the stage is a door opening onto stairs which will lead you down to the Houston Hall. These stairs are narrow and steep and not suitable for everybody. Go out onto the grass. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. At our first meeting on the 3rd of October, we started with a bring and buy sale and duly organised a light-hearted Getting to Know You Better session, thanks to Beryl Wilson for the idea. Each person was given a table number where they had to sit, not necessarily with their best friends. Did you know that some of our adventurous members have been up in a hot air balloon? I felt a bit queasy climbing the spiral staircase and out onto the battlements of Killaloe Castle a few weeks ago. This month, we're looking forward to hearing Mrs. Ethne McCord speaking about her life and work in Clochardiocese. For her service, Ethne had the honour of receiving Maundy money in Worcester Cathedral last Easter. Not wanting to steal Mrs. McCord's thunder, the Maundy money was traditionally alms given by the monarch to the poor. Later in time, it came to represent recognition by the church and the state of those who had given significant service to their church and community. This reminded me of some lines from a famous hymn. Oh, for a thousand tongues, the mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. The Bible has much to say about humility, and Jesus is the supreme example of demonstrating it in his life and death and resurrection. He taught about it when he said, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first," which for all of us means an antidote for pride. To finish on a humorous note, I heard a sermon which said a select vestry prayed to God for their rector, that if God would keep him humble, they would keep him poor. I hope the latter doesn't happen in St Finian's. Dates for your diary. Thursday the 7th of November, 7:30 p.m. Mother's Union Branch Meeting. The Speaker, Mrs. Ethne McCord, Clochardiocese on her church work and visit to Worcester Cathedral to receive Maundy money from Queen Camilla on Thursday the 28th of March 2024. The Big Sing, Saturday the 16th of November, St Patrick's, Ballymena, 2 p.m. Offering for Mums in May. Anyone wanting to go, please contact me or Liz for more information. Thursday the 5th of December, Branch Meeting, 7 p.m. Advent Service in the Church, followed by Advent Supper in the Houston Hall. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary. Mobile 075-960-75081. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayers, November 2024. 5th to the 7th of November, Antananarivo in Madagascar, Taita Taveta in Kenya, Ikara and Ife in Nigeria and Argyll, and the Isles in Scotland. 9th to the 11th of November, Kajuguli and Nuba Mountains in Sudan, Kinkizi in Uganda, Amichi and Igbomima West in Nigeria and Ottawa in Canada. 12th to the 14th of November, Yukhalamba in South Africa, Masino West in Kenya, Oji River in Nigeria, Dunkwa on Ofen in Ghana, Guildford in England, and Coimbatore in India. 6th to the 18th of November, Arak, Katakwa in Kenya, Kafanchan and Asaba in Nigeria, Lincoln in England, and Trinidad and Tobago. 19th to the 21st of November, Buinja in Burundi, Lake Rukwa in Tanzania, Okarika in Nigeria, St Asfa in Wales, Bendigo in Australia, and Gujarat in India. 23rd to the 25th of November, Southern Malawi in Malawi, Northern Uganda in Uganda, Lafia and Ilje in Nigeria, and Tuthukunde, Nazareth in India. 26th to the 28th of November, Zululand in South Africa, Lodwar in Kenya, Isala Nigwa South in Nigeria, Accra in Ghana, Bangor in Wales, and Colombo in Sri Lanka. 30th of November, Mpumalanga in South Africa, Central Buganda in Uganda, Zonkwa in Nigeria, Bow in Sierra Leone, Newcastle in England, and Barakpur in India. Messy Church. Our recent Messy Church opened with a snack for everyone, and then all the boys and girls sat with Andy for a short talk as he introduced the afternoon's activities. The children heard that it doesn't make a difference whether it's spring, summer, autumn or winter. Jesus loves us and is close by as our friend. It does not even matter what our mood is, happy, sad, cross or excited. Jesus loves us all the time. The children enjoyed our crafting activities, which consisted of making prayer wheels, button crosses, circular decorations, handprint season trees and Halloween pumpkins. You can see some of the samples of these on display board in the hall. Great fun was had playing with our giant parachute afterwards, and by this time everyone had worked up an appetite for some tasty chips, nuggets, ice cream and juice. All 26 children left with a goodie bag and a smile. A lovely afternoon has had by all. Thank you, Alison, and everyone in the Messy Church gang for all your continued dedication, hard work and enthusiasm. These wonderful afternoons would not be possible without you. We missed you, Carol, and send our love and prayers to all the family. Whilst everything in this life is constantly changing, dear friends, one truth remains. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow. Hebrews 13, verse 8. God bless and see you Friday the 29th of November, Lord willing, for our Christmas Messy Church. Florida Nation, Rota, November. 3rd, Mrs. D. Callan. 10th, Mrs. E. Walker. 17th, Mrs. P. McCurley. 24th, Mrs. J. Buchanan. St. Finian's Pilates. Hi everyone. Last month I had a quick look at the role that Pilates can play in your general health and focused on maintaining healthy hips. This month I'd like to take a few moments to look at how it can apply to sedentary workers. This is particularly important given that most jobs now entail a considerable amount of time spent sitting at a desk in front of a laptop, tablet or answering a telephone, possibly at the same time, and doing so is likely to have a detrimental effect on your health unless you counter the lack of movement with corrective exercise. Before discussing the role of particular exercises, it's important to state that well-designed workstations can go a long way to helping the problem. Although with the rise of home working, it's more than often the case that the workstation environment is far from optimal and will lead to slouching or prolonged spine rotation in one direction and postural strain. This may lead to tight pectoral muscles, inwardly rotated shoulder blades, a rounded thoracic spine, weak neck flexors and tight hip flexors, to name but a few ailments. The first thing to sort out is a sitting position with the aim to maintain the natural curve of the spine, a neutral spine. This may involve a modification to the back of the chair or using a wedge to support the back, but a key element will be to sit tall on the sit bones rather than slouching with the pelvis rotated backwards. Pilates includes a number of exercises in this seated position, and it's worth spending some time developing this posture by gentle rolling the pelvis forward and back to achieve a neutral position. Next, try to set the screen at eye level and straight ahead to avoid tilting the head down or twisting the spine, and have the keyboard at a comfortable distance. Hands-free telephones will also help avoid the problems caused by cradling the phone in your neck, usually when stimulating typing. However, it will be important to build in a few Pilates exercises during the regular breaks you should be taking, at least every hour, and these include side reaches, standing or seated, the Cossack spine rotations, the dumb waiter, tricep stretches, single leg stretches standing or seated, and freestanding roll downs. At the end of the working day, it's also worth ironing out the body with a few exercises such as spine curls, side hip rolls, the Starfish, Knee Stirs, the Diamond Press and Neck Rolls, all of which are included in Pilates sessions and will be familiar to many regular participants. Until the next time, take care and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, please contact John Waterworth by phone 0794 136 8546 or email at jcworth@yahoo.co.uk. Christians Against Poverty, CAP, Christmas Appeal. Christmas is just around the corner. While most of us look forward to indulging ourselves just a little, for many, due to tight financial constraints, this is not an option. At CAP, we believe in going the extra mile for our clients to make sure Christmas is enjoyable and affordable. In speaking to the clients to see how best we can serve them this year, the majority mentioned the struggles they will face with heat, light, toys for the children, and clothes to keep warm. It would also be nice to be able to wrap up a toiletry set as a nice gift and provide some Christmas treats. Last year I was blown away by your generosity as a church, and I'm hoping I can rely on the same spirit of generosity this year for the 28 clients we are currently working with. I'm therefore asking if folk would be willing to provide either clothes, gift vouchers, for example, Dunn's or M&S, or a toy gift, vouchers for Smith's, B&M, toiletry sets for both men and women, financial donation which can be used to top up the gas and electricity and purchase some nice Christmas treats. An online direct transfer to Willowfield Parish Comm Association. A cheque made payable to WPCA and posted to CAP, Mica Centre, 149A, My Lady's Road, Belfast, BT6, 8FE. Heather Harmon is the CAP champion in St Finian's and she will be coordinating the gathering of donations. The final date for gift and card donations is Sunday the 1st of December. Thank you for your support for these families at what is a very difficult and stressful time of the year. The Bible has a promise for us. God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. James Miles, Belfast Central CAP Debt Centre Manager. Note from Heather Harmon. I would be grateful if any donations could be left at the back of the church or with the church wardens. Jeff and I will then collect them. Thank you, Heather. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule of works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning. Duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday the 30th of November. See you then. Jim Hockey. Contact details. Rector. Telephone 02890 793 822. Curate. Telephone number 0790 536 8474. Church office hours, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday 9 a.m. 2 p.m. Telephone number 02890 792 793. Please send your articles for inclusion in the December magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office by noon on Tuesday the 5th of November. Thank you.